What's up, everyone? It's Ray Garvin, host of the Destination Devi podcast. If you're waiting until after the NFL season to start your college scouting process, you're already behind the eight ball. There are hundreds of college football games on each and every Saturday, far too many to keep up with, along with following your favorite NFL teams. But don't worry, this show is designed for not only you hardcore Devi leaguers, but those of you who want to learn about the next group of potential NFL stars and get a leg up in your traditional dynasty leagues. We don't just talk about the big name college football guys. We hit on the small school value prospects who also have a shot to make it to the next level. If you want to position your dynasty team for short and long-term success, make sure you check out the DDP on DLF and all the other amazing shows DLF has to offer.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the game begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the key for the win. Let the game begin.
Welcome, everybody, to a very nice episode of Dynasty Game Night. I am back. I am hosting. I am Russ Fisher. And, man, I'm hosting. I screwed that one up. I think I was supposed to say my name first. Whatever. We are a DLF family of podcasts. Man, I am not off to a strong start, but I'm not redoing it. Screw that. One take, baby. One take. And I ain't editing it. So, hey, everybody, we are here. We are playing Dynasty Game Night again. I think this is 3 weeks in a row. This is a record. So good for us. And we have a cast of all stars with us. And then John Bosch is here.
But, yes, of course.
Yes. But let's start the man right below me. He's J. Mike. I was trying to find some words that could fit all that is J. Mike, but there are none. Hey, J. Mike, how you doing?
Considering this is an audio production here, people are going to get really weirded out by you telling people that I'm below you. So you have to enunciate. You have to be very careful.
I pointed, but that doesn't really help anybody.
Yeah, it didn't help.
Just look right in the camera, right at him, Russ. Apparently, yeah. That's a thing. If you remember,
looking at me.
Just like that price.
You can look right at him.
Right at me. There it is. There it is. I see you.
Hey, man, I'll make eye contact the entire damn time. I'll read through my peripheral.
It's going to get awkward.
That's what my soul needs. No, I'm happy to be here. Happy to be with you guys. I love all of you, and I'm grateful for the fun that we're about to have. This is good stuff.
All right, so it's me, it's John Bosch, it's J. Mike, and the last person on the screen that both J. Mike and I love, it's Zach Reed at Tacit Assassin 13. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how's it going? I'm really concerned about this episode because Kyle is not on, which means I am in danger of losing.
Look, it's fancy wordplay. This is for you. There's a name game, and oh, spoiler alert, it's Disney related, so I feel like we're going to be okay.
Yes. We should also thank Zach for our outro that's actually going to be added on at the end of this episode.
Yeah,
apparently it's not been added on the last few episodes. We've gotten some notes on that.
Yes, actually, people did reach out and say, I missed Zach's outro. I'm like, I don't have that. That's why it's not there. So,
All right. I heard Nathan sing, well, at least start to sing it. I mean,
yes, I absolutely left that on. I am sure he thought that would get edited out, and it was not going to happen. No, I left that there. Yes. So, as always, we have three games to play. As always, like already spoiled, that's the word. We have a name game. And we have, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to spoil the games. I'm going to tell you what we have. We have a name game. We have ADP cliffhanger because, hey, man, it's the end of the season. So we got to compare, man. We got to compare ADP to how wrong we were at the beginning of the year.
And I was going to volunteer to host. And that's the game I always set up at the end of the year.
Well, to be fair, I had Apex Predator until Nathan ruined it for me last week.
Yeah.
So
ADP,
it's a chain, man. So it's a chain of ruining. I feel like that's a good band name, by the way.
It is.
And I also got worried when I heard that Nathan was playing fake news. I'm like, oh, don't screw this up for me too, because my third game is Two Truths and a Lie. Okay. But thankfully, his fake news had absolutely nothing to do with actual football anything. So there you go. So I got saved that third game. I don't know what I'm doing. John Bosch, pick a game.
Oh, actually, let's start out with the Two Truths and a Lie. Okay. You know, I want to see, usually we start with the name game, but let's build to that this time.
Some all suspense. Right.
Somebody's going to have to listen more than like the first 10 minutes of the episode.
I like to think they listen to the entire episode.
Of course. Time. Oh, yes, of course. Obviously.
At least when I'm hosting. I mean, I don't care about what other people are. So as long, if I'm there, I choose to believe in my soul that everyone listens to the entire episode. It's just how I get by. It's how I go. It's how I sleep at night. Okay, so Two Truths and a Lie is exactly what it sounds like. I'm going to read three statements. Two of them are true. One of them is a lie. How do you get the point? Pick which one's the lie. And we are going to make you guys play a little bit of game theory going around, because we're not holding up paper. We are going in a circle. Well, you'll use your paper later, J-Mike. Calm down, man. Don't get too upset. So we're going to start. Since John picked, it'll go John, Zach, J-Mike, because we're going in a circle. Because, like I said before, we're on a screen in boxes of order. So someone is to the right, someone is to the diagonal, and someone is below me. Just to get all pretense or double entendres out of the way. Okay? All right? Awesome. Let's start with the first one. The first one is about Dakota. That's his first name. Dakota Prescott. Dak Prescott. Here are the three statements. Dak Prescott finished first in QBs in points per game this season. Second, Dak Prescott is the oldest QB in December's top five QB ADP. January wasn't out when I made this. And third statement, in September 2020 ADP, which was the beginning of the season, Dak was drafted outside of the top five quarterbacks. All right, so John, which of those do you think was a lie?
I think two is a lie.
So you think Dak being the oldest QB in the top five is a lie. Zach?
Yeah, I think two is a lie also.
J. Mike?
I'm going to go with the third one, the September ADP one.
Well, J. Mike is the only one to get a point on that one, because that is the lie. Hold on, let me hit the right buttons. Dak, in fact, finished first in points per game. In the five games he played, he finished with 31.6 points per game. The next QB who played a full season at points per game was 28.6, Josh Allen. Top five QBs in December ADP. Mahomes is 25, Kyler 23, Watson 25, Dak 27, and Herbert 22. You guys were probably thinking Wilson was in there.
Yeah. Wilson fell out, huh?
And in September 2020 ADP, drafted outside the top five. Nope, he was third. Mahomes, Lamar, then Dak. All right, so J. Mike 1, Zach and John 0. Next one. This is a Calvin Ridley / Julio Jones. Two truths and a lie, because, I mean, of course I was making Calvin Ridley stuff. All right, so first, Zach, J. Mike, John is going to be the answer. In December ADP, Calvin Ridley was earlier than Julio Jones. Calvin Ridley ran a faster 40 time than Julio at their respective combines. And Calvin Ridley scored more touchdowns than Julio in every year that he was in the NFL. Calvin was in the NFL, clearly, because that would not be fair the other way around. All right, so Zach, which of those three statements do you think was a lie?
Number two.
J-Mike, which do you think was the lie?
I'm going to go with number one, earlier than Julio.
Okay, and John Bosch.
Okay, so I think Ridley was probably earlier by December. I think he's overtaken Julio. I really want to go with three because that sounds like the trick answer because, you know, never Julio scoring touchdowns. So that seems like it should be the trap. But, man, Zach, like, studies rookies and incoming players and stuff.
So yeah, like, probably Zach wasn't studying incoming players in 2013 or 2012, whenever that was.
He probably knows Ridley's at least and may have compared it to Julio at some point. I'm going to take three to see if you tried to trick us, Russ. And we're all different then.
That's cute. I love it. So whoever said one is incorrect. In December ADP, Calvin Ridley was ninth and Julio was 22nd. Whoever said number two was correct.
Oh, yeah.
Calvin Ridley ran 4.44 and Julio ran 4.39. So super close, but dang. Still. Okay, so touchdown.
God, I don't think any of us were around, but good Lord. Can you imagine a receiver like Julio running a 4.39 right God, now?
Yeah,
like,
it would depend on his three cone.
If Dynasty, I don't know, man. 4.39 with the skills of Julio, Dynasty Twitter had to be Dynasty MySpace, or yeah, probably Dynasty MySpace.
Back then it may have been, yeah.
Dynasty AIM.
Dynasty Friendster. So Calvin, okay, so touchdowns. Ridley's rookie year, Calvin 7, Julio 8. Sophomore year, Calvin 7, Julio 6. And last year, Calvin 9, Julio 3. So score is J-Mike 1, Zach 1, John Bosch 0.
Bosch, I was with you, though. The third one was definitely felt like bait. It definitely felt like
100% was.
And I took that bait.
That was the one that I wrote down is definitely true. I'm staying away from that. And then the first two, I was like, eh, it's close. But I thought Julio was pretty quick. So
the cheese. I see that string on that cheese.
Oh, there's more of it. Don't worry, because our next one is about David Montgomery.
I love it. Yes.
All right, so fact me, number one, David Montgomery scored more points in the 5 weeks after his bye than he did in the weeks before his bye. Did that make sense to everybody?
Yep. 5 weeks versus 11 weeks.
Fact maybe, number two, David Montgomery scored more fantasy points in the NFL than Miles Sanders has. So in their tenure, because what, this is their end of their second year. So in these 2 years, David Montgomery scored more points than Miles Sanders has. And third, maybe fact is in points per game, David Montgomery scored more points than Deontay Johnson. J Mike, John Bosch, Zach is the order.
Spot the lie. He did not score more points per game than Deontay Johnson. So I'm going number three.
All right. Jeff is going number three. Next
I have three as my false answer as well.
Yeah, me too. Cap tip to Brian Haar and all you Deontay Johnson fans.
Okay. Well, sorry, fellas. David Montgomery scored 16.9 points per game, and Deontay Johnson scored 15.2.
Prove it.
fact number one, which was in fact a fact, Montgomery scored 110.4 points before the bye in the 10 or so games, and then the 5 games after, he put up 126.2.
Yeah, he was pretty good at the end of the year.
Yeah, he was real good at the end of the year. The middle one scored more points in the NFL than Miles Sanders. It was insanely close. David Montgomery, 389.7. Miles Sanders, 396.7.
Hmm.
So, I mean, we're talking 7-point difference. But, again,
that's still shocking.
Yeah, right? I don't know. That's, yeah, close. Okay, we have two more, and I have a tiebreaker just in case. So
Miles Sanders would score more points if he didn't have Saquon Barkley in front of him. I'm just saying.
I mean, now that Doug Peterson is gone.
Wasn't that the argument?
That Darren Sproles is going to – he won't be stealing touches from him. We have the immortal Frank Gore facts coming at you.
They're all true. There's no – nothing is ever false. They're all going to be crazy numbers, and they're all true.
I legitimately,
good job.
I did think about doing that, and for Frank Gore. So that is amazing that you just did that.
Well, obviously, for Frank Gore, he's like, you know, the he's the Chuck Norris. Like, you know, he take over that meme. Chuck Norris does this. Yep, true. Frank Gore. Yep, true. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe fact number one: Frank Gore never rushed for more than 1,500 yards in a season. Maybe fact number two. In active games this season, Myles Gaskin never scored below Frank Gore's points per game. That was a tough one. So in a single game this year, Myles Gaskin scored higher than what Frank Gore's points per game was in every single game.
Over
Frank Gore's points per game.
But where are we getting Frank Gore's points per game? This season? This season,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry, just this season.
Okay.
And maybe fact number three, Frank Gore is currently number three most yards ahead in career, clearly, of LaDainian Tomlinson, Adrian Peterson, and Barry Sanders.
Oh, he is up there. I don't know if he's that high. He is really high up there, though. I get to go first this time.
Yes, back to John Bosch for number one.
That Myles Gaskin one, man, that was really confusing. Feels like you went a long way to say it. I don't know if that means that you went a long way to say a true fact or you made up something that was going to be really confusing. I'm going to go with two. I'll take the bait answer probably of whatever the Myles Gaskin thing was that you said.
All right, Zach.
That's the one I had too, which I don't want, but yeah, I'll go with two also. I don't feel good about it.
J-Mike's
got a lead.
I love how professional J-Mike is that he mutes his mic whenever it's not his turn.
He definitely does. It's very nice.
I don't want to be rude. This is a DLF podcast after all.
This is a DLF you run podcast. It, so you be as rude as you want.
That, hey, I'm just saying, you know. I feel like it's got to be one or two. And you could be playing some fuddy-duddy games with number three overall. I know Frank Gore is up there, but it might be like number four. It might be number two. You might be screwing with us there. So I think it comes down to two or three. And for sake of being different and losing this game, I'm going to say number three.
You were right in not agreeing with them. You were wrong in the other one that you picked. So Frank Gore, one season, rushed for more than 1,500 yards. In 2006, he ran for 1,695 yards.
What year into his career was that?
His second year, I think.
Second year?
God, Frank Gore's points per game last season was 6.7 points per game. Myles Gaskin never scored. Myles Gaskin's lowest score of the season was 9.2.
Really? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Pretty solid numbers for like a late flex.
Yeah, exactly.
Like last person in your lineup getting 10 points. That's not bad.
Yep. And LaDainian Tomlinson had 13,684 yards. Adrian Peterson, I guess at the moment, has 14,820 yards. Barry Sanders, 15,269. And Frank Gore with an even 16,000. So, yeah, and yes, all those people are behind him. Man. All right, so we are stuck right now with John Bosch 0, J-Mike 1, yep. Zach 1.
Good luck.
I like to think I have an imaginary point somewhere.
You don't, though.
Most of the points I make are imaginary. So you know.
That is true, but still, right now you have none.
You should be careful because one. You might be the second person in history to get negative imaginary points.
Negative imaginary points, yeah. So we have one more, and then I do have a tiebreaker. So this last one is a Jonathan Taylor / Melvin Gordon. Two truths and a lie.
Both went to the same high school.
Is that real? That's not on here. I don't know. Is that a truth or a lie? I don't know. Like, you're not supposed to turn the tables on me. I'm hosting.
They both went to the same college, so the
well that I know. That's why
they both went to the same high school to really screw with people's minds.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe fact number one. In the NFL draft, Jonathan Taylor and Melvin Gordon were picked within 15 picks of each other. Maybe fact number two. Jonathan Taylor had more attempts, yards per carry, and touchdowns than Melvin Gordon did in his rookie year. And maybe fact number three, Jonathan Taylor had a faster 40 time and higher vertical jump than Melvin Gordon did at their combines. Zach, J. Mike, John Bosch. I punched myself in the chin.
I have to choose differently here, just no matter what. Game theory,
yeah. I'm going with number one as my faults.
Same. Number one for me. As soon as you said number two, I just put a giant X on my page. I was like, that's not it. That'll be the answer.
I'm going three.
Okay, well, you should have just agreed with them, even though it wasn't going to get you anywhere, because they were right.
Got me in the same place.
Yeah. In the NFL draft, Jonathan Taylor was picked 41st, and Melvin Gordon was picked 15th. So I'm not doing math. JT...
greater than 15.
Let's just face it. He had more than everything else. I wrote the numbers, but I don't feel like reading them all. And the same thing, Jonathan Taylor, 40 times, 4.39 versus 4.52. And vertical was 36 to 35 inches. So this is really just because everyone's like, until last month, everyone was, and I did this over a month ago, everyone was pooping on JT because he wasn't having that great of a rookie season. But everyone freaking loved Melvin Gordon coming out. And he did three times as good as Melvin Gordon did. So back off. Now it's all in vain because everyone loves Jonathan Taylor now. Because, 103 in 1QB startup ADP. Okay, so I have a tiebreaker. So John Boss, just go get a beer or something because we're not playing this.
That sounds like a good plan. You don't have to tell me twice.
I love that he's actually going to get one. So I have the amount of fantasy points scored in their rookie seasons between AJ Green and T. Higgins. I want you to tell me who scored more. And if you do get the same, I have the difference between the two of them, and whoever gets closest wins the game. So, J. Mike, who do you think scored more fantasy points in their rookie seasons, AJ Green or T. Higgins?
I'm going to gosh.
I was hoping we'd get to this one, and it makes me happy that we did.
All right, I'm going to go with T. Higgins.
Zach?
Do I need to give you my amount now, or do I wait?
No. If he guesses T. Higgins also, and if it's correct or incorrect, I guess if he guesses T. Higgins also, then we'll go to points because you're both either right or wrong, so I guess it doesn't matter.
So then, see, game theory would be who has to tell you the number of points first.
We'll do points writing it down. How about that?
Oh, gosh.
I'll take AJ Green then.
I think I'm with Zach. Zach, you're probably wrong then. Sorry.
See, I really did throw this because I figured everyone would know my love for T. Higgins, and I would do this just because the answer is AJ Green. And it was damn close.
AJ Green was just an absolute stud as a rookie. Yeah,
AJ Green's stat line, 65. Hold on. Man, my laptop's too far away. 65 catches, 1,057 yards, 7 touchdowns. T. Higgins, 67 catches, 908 yards and 6 touchdowns. So it was 212.7 to 194.6, a difference of 18.1. And this is, again, just me building up, yo, how awesome is T. Higgins? That pretty much just as good as AJ freaking Green did.
The craziest thing about that is knowing your love for T. Higgins, that didn't even cross my mind. It was just a matter of, like, trying to remember. Okay, right. I know AJ Green was good, but, like, good job, Zach. Well done.
So you probably won though because everyone was playing standard at that point,
Without question. Well, AJ Green got him by touchdowns too though. So
no, I think I was playing half PPR back then. I remember I drafted him and Julio, and I felt like the smartest person in the world. All right, so Zach wins game one. Hold on, let me write that down before I forget.
I'm going to mark tape on that because we've never heard that before.
Zach won. Don't get used to it. Okay, well, since you won, you get to choose our next game. Do you want to play name game or ADP cliffhanger?
I want to play name game. That's what we're all here for.
All right. I got a chance at a game.
Okay, so not only is this a Disney name game, it is, again, a Disney sing-along name game.
Yes, Russ gets to
sing. Not only is it a Disney.
We don't have to sing, do we? Because I'm definitely outclassed here.
Oh, like I don't sing well. And not only is this a Disney sing-along name game, it is a Disney villains sing-along name game.
Even better, the true stars of the movies.
Damn straight. So there are 1, 2, 3, 4. I got 5 clues because there are not that many villain songs.
All right, start writing them down right now.
Okay, so let's go. Name game. All right, I'm sticking to the crappy, you know, explanation. I don't care. It's like Wheel of Fortune where you have the two answers where they sort of meld together into one answer. I'm going to either sing part of a Disney song and then leave a blank at the end and give you a division and position of a football player. Whichever comes first is what comes first in the answer. Your name is your buzzer, so just shout when you know it. If you get it without any hints, you get 3 points. 1 hint, 2 points. 2 hints, you get 1 point. You ready to play this? J-Mike's ready. I see him rocking the hell out. He's probably like running some songs through his head already. Yep, that's the only thing I ever write down whenever I play DGN is the teams and the divisions, because I will never, like, that's the one thing. That's the pressure I can't handle, remembering who the hell's in the AFC East. I'll remember three teams every time. I'll remember three teams, and I'll forget, like, the Bills every single freaking time. Like, every division, there's always one team I'll forget. Texans, Titans, Colts. Crap, what's the other one? What's the other one? What's the other one? And now that I'm not playing, I can tell you it's the Jaguars. But, you know, when I'm playing, I'll never be able to think of it.
You poor, unfortunate soul, Russ.
It's sad, but true.
I hate when you fucking do this. Because clearly that's one of them, because she's one of the only good
ones. I know what you're talking about. Just go and play the game. What are you talking about, Russ? I was all just right, here we go. On, I feel bad for you, buddy.
Take a
bath. It
doesn't cost much. Just your voice.
All right. So
I got him. Now I got our boss. The boss is on.
Okay. So let's go. I have to psych myself up a little bit because I don't sing in front of people. All right. Here we go.
Seattle wide receiver.
Are you playing already?
Maybe.
I didn't say a clue yet.
I'm pretty sure he got cut. I don't think he's on the roster anymore. But I had him on my taxi squads all over the place. Yes, I'm trying to think of names already, Russ.
All right. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and read my clues with the players that I picked.
Oh, my God. Is it really that receiver?
Okay. So the first one, NFC North kicker.
Oh, good Lord.
And maliciously planning, tenacity spanning, decades of denial is simply why I'll be king undisputed, respected, saluted, and seen for the wonder I am. Yes, my teeth and ambitions are bared. Black.
John, we're given the next lyric. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mason Crosby, be prepared.
Well done.
Yay.
Well done.
I was. First I thought all, you. Russ, I know we're looking for lyrics. Okay, so we're not looking for the actual villain's name.
Oh no!
Sorry.
You were the one of the three of them that played the sing along last time. I figured that
I forgot I that it was. I forgot it was the lyric. I forgot.
This is so
knowing,
much.
Knowing it was Ursula isn't going to help us. Even though, like, wasn't correct. There a knowing receiver that was not help didn't me. Seattle have a receiver like John Ursula?
Ursua.
This is so much harder because you actually sing what's coming before the blank, and then I have to go back and put it in.
Yeah.
This is a lot. I had to be prepared, no problem. But I was like, okay, how does this work?
Yeah, this makes it tough, doesn't it?
Yeah.
People at home are like, no, that's so easy. It's amazing.
Okay, so let's get the one that was ruined out of the way then, I guess.
Not ruined. We have no idea what to do.
In pain, in need.
Whoa. Do we not get the position or anything?
Well, if I sing first, the song goes first.
Okay, I gotcha. Sorry.
Have you played this game before?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I was in character. I was singing. I was feeling good about it.
Character, you did not. You were not all the way there yet, Russ. We need more. We need more. Get all the way there.
Come on.
How do people listen to this show
now?
I have to have an Ariel doll down here somewhere. All right. Well, as I was singing before, so rudely interrupted. In pain, in need, this one longing to be thinner, this one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those, NFC North wide receiver. NFC North wide receiver.
Yeah, I got it, Zach.
Go.
Poor, unfortunate. So I can't even pronounce his name. Ola BC Johnson.
You poor, unfortunate soul of BC Johnson's. Yep.
I was thinking it was poor, unfortunate souls, plural. And I wasn't putting that together. All right.
No, it's you poor, unfortunate soul.
Ah, gotcha.
It won't cost
you
much.
You could also be, you know, plural. So
just your voice.
Just your first.
Just first, I like it.
All right, so this next one is it's a Disney movie. Well, it's not a Disney princess movie, so get over it. When Mr. Oogie Boogie says this, and you better pay attention now, cause AFC South tight end.
Can we get the song again? You cut out.
When Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand, you better pay attention now, because AFC South tight end.
I don't recognize that song.
Mm-mm.
I know what it's from, but I don't know the song.
It's top three. Sorry. Favorite movie of mine.
I mean, I'm with you. It's, anytime Tim Burton is around, I'm happy, but...
Tim Burton Disney song.
It's a movie Disney released. They had nothing to do with making it.
Okay. I don't know the song either, though. Can you sing it again? But now I know the movie at least.
When Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand, you better pay attention now, cause
trouble is at hand.
We need a hint of some sort.
Yeah, I definitely need it.
All right. Well, I'm guessing at this point, just giving you the name of the movie isn't going to help anymore. Because it's Nightmare Before Christmas.
Christmas,
which, yes, is a top three favorite movie of mine. So do you want me to further give you a hint of what the words coming are, or do you want the team of the player?
You're probably going to have to give us both, I'm going to guess. But, well, I mean, once you give us the words, we're probably going to be able to get it. But that's kind of part of the game. So I would say go team first, don't you think? See if we can get it from there. But I'm guessing none of us know the lyric. It doesn't sound
like I'm not going to know those lyrics regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the movie. I don't know that song. I'm sorry. Russ's soul has lifted. Sorry, Russ. Come back, baby. Come back.
I am blaming it all on you. Well, you three. You plural.
You uses. Youths.
The three youths.
Youths.
Is it a cult?
Do you want the hint? Do you want me to tell you what team they are?
Yes.
That's the funny thing about the AFC South is it could be like all these teams have
– they're like three 14 tight ends.
It's the Titans.
The Titans. Okay.
I don't know this. Yeah.
All right. One more time with the song, Russ. Let's see if we can piece this together.
When Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand, you better pay attention now, because
doesn't rhyme with John, you. Doesn't rhyme with Kyle. Who the hell else do they have on that roster?
Something about I have the player. I don't have the lyric.
Who is Oogie Boogie?
I thought his name was Jack. I don't know. No idea.
That's Jack Skellington. That's the main character. Okay. Oogie Boogie's your bad guy.
Okay, at least I knew Jack was. That's why I was thinking it was might be like Jack Doyle. I was like, oh, does he say his own name while he's singing? Oh, Russ. This is great when Russ just gets absolutely crushed by nobody knowing his references. Right.
I'm sorry, Russ.
Poor Russ. I feel bad.
You better pay attention now, because I'm the boogeyman, Anthony Firkser.
Why was I thinking Kyle Firkser? What the hell?
I don't know. That's why you said Kyle. I'm like, who?
I got Anthony Firkser.
Good Lord.
Yeah, the next line is because I'm the boogeyman.
Because I'm the boogeyman.
Well, okay. That was a good one.
All right, well, John 3, Zach 3, J. Mike crushed my soul. Okay, so the next one.
I'm thinking Kyle.
I don't know why you're Kyle Rudolph. That's the only Kyle, right?
No, I.
Or you just you're so.
I've never
sad
heard of anybody named Kyle.
Minions have a Kyle. That's not.
You're
even
so sad that Kyle LeBrec is in here. That you know that yeah. That's you got him on your mind.
Kay LeBrec.
Kayla. All right, next one. Two more. Gosh, it disturbs me to see you, Gaston, looking so down in the dumps. Every guy here would love to be you, Gaston, even while taking your lumps. There's no man in town as admired as you. You're everyone's favorite guy. Everyone's awed and inspired by you, and low on the depth chart, AFC East wide receiver. And there are two answers to this one.
All right, give us one more time. I was busy singing with you, and I didn't pay attention to where you cut off.
All right, well, I'm not going to sing the entire thing again. I definitely wanted to do it the first time.
Disney songs. I straight up love this song, actually. It's so good. The wording in this song is so good.
It's funny. I bought the on Amazon Prime before well before Disney Plus came out, and it has Beauty and the Beast, and has all the extras at the end, and I can't remember if Alan Menken wrote the music or the words, but whoever wrote the words to the song, he's like, I thought of every kid that bullied me in high school and what stupid crap they'd be saying. And that's why it's like every last inch of me is covered in hair, stomping around in your boots. He's like, the dumbest things I could think of are these jackasses.
In a wrestling match, nobody fights like Gaston. Like, that's such a dig, and it's so
I'm especially good at expectorating. Okay,
and this is always the last night, 4 dozen eggs every morning to try to get large. But now that I'm grown, I eat 5 dozen eggs and I'm roughly the size of a bark. I'm going to be really pissed when I don't get this clue.
All right, so let me just give you the last two lines again, because I'm not singing the entire thing again. There's no man in town that is admired as you. You're everyone's favorite guy. Everyone's awed and inspired by you. And low on the depth chart, AFC East wide receiver. And again, technically there's two correct answers. I'll take whichever you get.
AFC East wide receiver?
Correct.
J. Mike.
Go.
It's
you don't have to sing it if you don't feel very good.
You have to sing it.
No, I will not. I'll let you sing
it.
It's not very hard to see Wyzea McKenzie.
Yep.
Oh, nice.
And there's also It's not very hard to see why Isaiah Ford.
I was going to get the wide receiver, but I
That makes me so bad. All right, so I mean we're tied 3-3-3, so this is the tiebreaker.
And all of his decorating.
I use antlers in all of my decorating.
That's such a good song.
Such a good song.
There's in like I have one form where it's LeFou is played by Josh Gad, I think is so much.
In the new
like,
one, yeah.
Yeah. And like at one point he says so, like he keeps digging and then he's like too far. Because the music just stops. Like the line that he hits him with, I can't think back to what version that one is, but he's like too far.
My kids are all about the cartoons. I saw the live action once and they just never cared to watch it again.
Still so good.
Like I need my kids to watch Disney movies. I have no excuse. all right, last one.
Oh,
Prince Ali, yes, it is he, but not as you know him. Read my lips and come to grips. NFC North tight end.
All right, one more time, Russ. Take it from the top.
Prince Ali, yes, it is he, but not as you know him. Read my lips and come to grips. NFC North tight end. See, this isn't even, I know it's rough because it's not even a full song. It's like a reprisal, you know, during the conflict.
Can you sing the song again?
Prince Ali, yes, it is he, but not as you know him. Read my lips and come to grips.
Do, do, do. Oh, I can't think of the line.
What do you come to grips with?
I have the line ending in a he, so I don't think I'm right. It's not lining up with anything. Oh, it's probably... Oh.
Come on, someone's got to get this. Ooh. It's the last one.
It's the last word, reality?
I don't know. I'm not telling you the answer.
I'm trying to piece it together. You come to grips with... Oh, that is it. That is the line.
I got it. Go. Come to grips with reality, TJ Hawkinson.
Oh, so it was just with reality. Okay. I thought there was more to that line. With
no, come to grips with reality.
Dang it. Okay, well, dang it.
Personality flaws. Give me adequate cause to send you packing on a one-way trip. Assets for... I love how many puns are used in that movie. At the end, where they're fighting, it's, you know, don't toy with me. Your time's running out. Things are unraveling quick. Like, there's a good, like, 5 puns in a 20-second clump, and it's, like, one of the happiest 20 to 30 seconds. I love it. Okay, so Zach wins the night.
Zach wins the night.
So, first of all, congratulations. Second of all, yes, we are one person closer to our tournament with Tournament of Champions because, yes, I started keeping track. We need 1, 2, 3, 4 more people.
This but we still have a third game. This is the reason we've recorded so many episodes lately.
Right?
Russ just wants in that Tournament of Champions so bad.
I don't care that I there's a huge asterisk on my win, and I don't care.
There's no.
Yeah, pretty much everyone let me win, but it's fine. All right. So let's play ADP Cliffhanger, and we'll go through pretty quick. So I guess instead of 21, we'll play to 16 just to get it over a little quick. What I did was I got their September ADP and their, month just happened, January ADP. And it's the absolute value. Like, there's no negative numbers. It's up or down, however many spots they moved. We are going to go around in a circle again just to make it fun. Since Zach won, he will go first. So it will go Zach, J. Mike, John Bosch. First player, let's go with... I've talked about him enough. Let's just do Calvin Ridley. How many spots up or down did Calvin Ridley move this season, Zach Reed?
So when was your first...
Is this overall or positional?
Overall, sorry, and okay. Superflex.
When was the first... September. Marker September. Okay.
September and January.
I'm going to say 13.
Hey, Mike. If you don't know the answer, play it safe and say something close to what Zach said. That's what I do.
A good strat.
I know, but if you're but you can be wrong in either direction, and I'll be one more than Zach, or maybe
still, one. It's only one, as opposed to saying no, it's definitely 36 spots away, and then you're super different.
All right.
It's 36 spots away. I don't know.
I mean, that would be really gross if that was. I don't know. Let's go 18.
Bambash.
Oh, man, I pretty much have to go in between them now.
Yeah, I love it because Bambash doesn't care what the answer is. He cares how to play the game.
I'll go 15.
I think it's higher than J-Mike.
I mean, I feel like he's jumped up higher than just one round. I don't know if it's a full two rounds, though.
Right, that was the thing. It's like, okay, 18 round and a half feels safe.
Pretty good, but I think it's higher.
I have to adjust my spreadsheets, hold on, because I have it set for 21. But the good answer is, in fact, actually 15.
Yes. 15,
nice.
You thought I was just game theory. I knew that, Ross.
Yeah, sure you did. Wait, do you have Matt Price in your headphones telling you the answer?
That's the only way I would actually know it.
Oh, snap. Bambash is the Manchurian candidate. This is scary.
It's finally been revealed.
I have the actual.
I can blame all my nonsense on somebody else. It's perfect.
54th overall in September, and he jumped up to 39th overall in January. So that
he climbs more.
I keep going up, baby. Yeah. That's my man's. So J Mike has 3 points. Zach has 2 points. So. I don't need to give the rest away. Hold on, let me highlight that I did Calvin Ridley so I don't read him again. So now we talked about, okay, let's just do people we talked about already. Jonathan Taylor.
A million.
J. Mike first, Bambash, then Zach Reed.
There is no limit. The limit does not exist. That's the meme, right?
Can I say just how gross this is? Because this will be one that'll like throw me out of the game immediately.
I have a few of those if you want to do that right away.
it'll get bad probably. Where did Jonathan Taylor go in September versus where he went in January? I can't remember how we valued him then. I'll say
I think he was like running back 95 or something.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that sounds about right.
No, he was the 95th overall player.
Running back 95. Yes.
Are there 95 running back? Okay, yeah, definitely. Yeah,
probably.
There's got to be.
I mean, all right. I don't really know.
Number 27 and 95 are all third down pass catching running backs.
No, I mean, he would have had to have went somewhere in the second, probably. He's definitely.
Just keep giving us more and more info. I love this.
I'll be wrong. I'll say six. I'll say he's jumped a half a round or something. Six.
Bambash.
I think J Mike's actually right. I think he was like a back end round two guy. I feel like he's probably gone up a round. I'm guessing he's in the first round now. So I'm gonna say 12.
Oh, dang it. I'm going to say 14 because he's up way too high now. And
is he really three? Did somebody say that before? Is he really three?
He's one QB. Yes, he's 103.
Yikes.
You guys are probably right.
September, he was – excuse me, I'm just a little choked up about Jonathan Taylor's ADP. he was 22nd overall. So, yes, J. Mike was right. He was in the back end of the second round. He jumped to 9th overall, which is a difference of 13. So
close.
On said 12, he gets 1 point. J. Mike said 6, he gets 7 points. Zach Reed said 14, he also gets 1 point. So right now, Bambash has 1 point. Zach Reed has 3. J. Mike has 10.
We can just stop now. This is literally the best I've ever done in any ADP-based game.
Bosh is just throwing darts right now, just bullseye.
I'm 2 for 2. I'm not hitting the target again.
Okay, so let's wait. Okay, no, yeah, let's You want to end this now? We could end this now. We'll stick with people we've talked about. David Montgomery. John Bosch goes first.
I can't believe people. There's no way people have changed their view. So they have to still be disrespecting him, which is fine. He's a running back. So what? None of them, none of them get respect in the offseason, nor should they.
Well, this isn't the offseason. This is the last ADP of the season.
Oh, it was December that we're doing that. I thought you said January. Yeah.
The season was still going.
January ADP, that's for next year. I'll say 10.
That's probably pretty good.
I don't think he's probably moved a lot either direction. I don't even know which way he'd go.
I'm going to say 12.
This is a big bet I'm going to have to make here to not in this game.
11. Jim 11.
That's the cowardly layout. I'm gonna go big or go losing here.
Oh, baby.
Let's say 15. 15. Because that would put him going up.
If we were playing Cliffhanger, you'd all have just dove right off.
Nice. I wrote which down 8, so I probably should have stuck with that. But
no, you shouldn't have.
No.
In September, he was 82 overall. What? In January, he was 51.
Wow. What? People were that down on him? That's crazy. I guess Tariq Cohen was healthy back then, wasn't he? Wow. That's
all right. Yeah, that happened. Do you want to just call it a game and I'll read you a couple of ones that were fun, or do you want to play a real one to try and end the game?
We're all playing for fun anyway, so.
I mean, okay. if you're going to end the game, I think it's a tie right now, isn't it, with me and Bosch? Well, didn't I go?
It's only a tie. Look, Jay Mike jumped off the furthest.
Well, I thought you said absolute value.
Well, no, because Jay Mike is over the limit by 10.
Oh.
You and John are over by 6.
Oh.
Okay, so I want to do, let's do like 2 more, and then I'll just read you a few more. Let's do Dak Prescott. John Bosch, go first.
Oh, I have to go first this time. All right. Back-to-back
first. Oh, wait. No. Who went first last time?
I did.
Oh, yeah. Jim. Oh, so sorry. Zach, you go first.
Default setting just to try and screw John. I got it. I got you, Russ.
Yeah, I really thought that much into it.
You didn't even have to think. It was your 3. Default. It was your default setting. Oh, man. Surely he's moved more than 3, right?
Hey, Mike. He's holding up the deuces. 2.2.
What? I mean, like, positional wise, I could understand that. Yeah, this is it. I'm going to go 7.
You should have gone the other way. 0.
I would say we knew he was still top 5 because that was one of the questions.
Yeah, but top it's not
positional. He was third positional before.
It wasn't positional ADP we were doing.
10th overall in September, 10th overall in January. Huh. And then I picked one on purpose. Justin Jefferson.
All of them?
This was one of those, this is taking too long. Let's end this now. Hey, Mike, what's the difference in ADP between September and January of Justin Jefferson?
Here's what I do know. I do know this number is going to be large. Without question.
Oh, by the way, did you see when we were talking about not about Dak? Who was David Montgomery? You're like, I don't know what should I do. I'm sitting here pushing on my glasses with one finger, like over and over again. I'm like, go higher.
I was not taking the cues.
Pushing up glasses, Jay Mike. Look at me, God damn it! No. But yeah, Justin Jefferson.
So Justin Jefferson in September. This is the same time when people hated him, when everyone talked about how Olabisi Johnson was going to be starting and all this other stuff. So there's no way
he has to play in the league so I can keep using him for the name game. That's all I care about.
Yeah, between Olabisi and Olamide, you'll always have one. Okay. So he's got to be top 10 now and or top like 15 now if Superflux. And then he's also, like, he was probably going in double-digit rounds. right? Or close to it. I'm going to go with like 90. It'll be close to triple digits. I'm going to say 90. It's going to be something stupid.
My first thought was 79. So I'm going to stick with it.
I heard Russ say that this was a nice episode of the Dynasty Game Night. I'm going with 69.
Ooh. I did say that because it's episode 69.
I got you.
Way to pick. Zach catches all the subtleties. You don't get anything by him. Daggone it. It's good.
John Bosch is just all over ADP right now, except for David Montgomery. Justin Jefferson was 102 in September, and he's 25 in January.
He's only 25? I actually find that shocking.
Yeah, I thought he'd be higher.
Yeah,
I thought he'd be high. In one, I think in one QB, he's around 12.
Even in Superflex, I would think he might be the first or second wide receiver off the board in Superflex.
Hold on, I have it open. I kept it open just for such occasions.
And I mean, that seems like a long time to be waiting for wide receivers.
He's wide receiver 6, actually.
Wow, that seems low.
Devontae Adams, DK Metcalf.
Oh yeah, I know the names, but I'm just shocked by it.
Hopkins, Hill, AJ Brown.
I know there's a lot of people. There's a lot of people out there that want to have him at the top of that tier.
Okay, so I'm just going to read down a couple. I was going to try and fool you with Saquon Barkley and Lamar Jackson, but they both only moved 3 spots. Both of them went down 3 spots. DJ Moore, I'm not sure how much you thought he would have dropped, but he dropped 23 spots from 26 to 29 to 49.
Wow, there's a buy.
That was a good one. Some
DJ Moore, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I've been working on that. Josh Allen, he was. I didn't honestly. I didn't think he was this high. He was 28th overall in September. I thought it was going to be. And where do you want to guess he is now?
Top.
Fifth.
Top. Yeah. Seven. Top 7. Yeah.
Yeah. 5. Fifth overall.
Golly.
All right, we're only playing ADP games from here on. No more name game episodes. It's all right,
you're crushing this. Forward. It's weird.
You are the Manchurian candidate. This is goofy.
That's really why Bosch has his computer turned around. Matt is standing on the other side, just feeding him the information.
Notice I'm not looking right at him on the computer screen.
He was looking at me.
Look me in my eyes. There you go.
That would be the best line ever uttered on a podcast. You were looking right at me. We literally all have the exact same.
Michael Thomas was 8th overall in September. He is now 35th overall.
Yeah, that's right. He took a hit.
I picked Juju because I was curious how far he fell. He was I was a little surprised that he was 40th in September. He fell to 71.
That's another buy. Another buy.
Yes, right it there. Is.
I have so much Juju at this point.
Yeah, I do too. The only reason I never did a panic room on him is because I didn't want to have 100% because I would. I mean, I literally have him so much. I love Juju.
Yeah. All right, well, you better send out an offer in the next few days, but before Monday, because let's face it, I'm probably not going to do this tomorrow. Let's see, who else did I do? Clyde Edwards-Helaire, just because he was so ridiculously high in the first place that any fall would have been bad. He was 6th overall, and now he's 44th, so 38 wow. spot drop. That's and these next two were just kind of fun rises. I thought I would try and catch you on. Antonio Gibson started at 77th. Where do you think he is now?
Where was Clyde Edwards-Helaire? 44, you said?
Yeah, so he's probably
48.
I bet he might even be higher than Helaire. I'd say 39.
Yeah.
38.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy.
That was a great guess. Wow.
Crazy. And then just for funsies, how low do you think Justin Herbert was in
September? In super, which is super flex?
Mm-hmm.
How many people in the mock drafts for DLF are following Riley Biomaster because he was the only person talking about Herbert in September.
How many of them are named Anthony Lynn?
Yeah.
They would not be drafted then.
He'd be 100.
I'll guess that he was 85 back then.
125. I don't
know. What the hell, Bosch? He was 79th.
Wow, that's not bad.
Yes, and now he's 8th.
Yeah. Yep.
Not bad.
Jeez, man. All right, well, I think that's everything. Unless you guys care that Darren Waller went from 89th to 63rd. That's the only other one I have up there. Because I felt the need to have a tight end, even though I didn't care. Just that there had to be one. And I figured he's the only one that really, like, maybe people didn't – even I didn't really necessarily believe in him at the beginning of the year. But that's not what this show is about. Zach Reed, congratulations. You are a champion.
I thought there would be more balloons, but
no, they're falling behind me, but they're behind the curtain, so you can't see them. Like, I'm not driving to Maine to set up balloons just in case you win.
I put the champagne on ice.
Here, which unicorn purse do you want?
the real sparkly one that matches my eyes. It's nice. Yeah, that one.
Love that twinkle. So since you are the winner, you are the first person that gets to say goodbye. Tell all of our listeners the champion's details, who you are, what you do, where they can find what you do. And let's face it, you're not going to talk about yourself. You're just going to talk about the guy below me because I'm going to say it again.
It's true. It's true. I am Zach Reed at Tacit Assassin 13 over with the DFPN at work. But really, the man you want to be talking to is beside me, below you, below, that is enunciated, J. Mike, the man with the voice. Take it away.
Nice. Say goodbye, J. Mike.
As previously stated, I will not blow you, Russ. So I am below you. Anywho, on Twitter, at J. Mike Check, at JMIC Check. That's all you really need to know. I'm just happy to be here, happy to glow in the radiance, in the presence of King Tacit himself, the champion of the nice, very nice episode. So thanks again for having me. A ball as always. Appreciate you guys.
You want to say anything, John?
Sure. Thanks for, I do want to thank them for coming on. I mean, thank you guys for coming on. Thank you, Russ, as always, for hosting and editing. That's a huge thank you. For anybody out there looking for a new challenge, I should mention that my pinned tweet right now has a new league that I will be starting. And basically, you're going to do whatever you want to do. Draft whoever you want to draft. There's nobody standing in your way. You will not get sniped. You will not get redlined. Could choose your own adventure all the way through an entire ADP board. This was sprung from a DLF series of episodes last year, I believe. Might have been 2 years ago even, where they kind of did this. They went through round by round and tried to build a team. And I thought, well, that sounds like fun. So couldn't get the idea out of my head. Now the idea is on the internet and it will start. So check out my pinned tweet if that kind of a league sounds intriguing to you.
It's on the internet. It's there forever. Yeah. I am Russ Fisher. This is Dynasty Game Night, a DLF Family of Podcasts member. Night, everybody.
No one hosts like Outhouse. No one edits like Outhouse. No one creates name games and Apex like Outhouse.
I'm still recording this show right now, and I'm not editing it out.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night. Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues.
Just a Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, with the dummies. Dynasty Game Night, Game Night. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night, Game Night.